There you go. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to your Saturday morning tradition for 26 years, Rosie on the House. This morning, broadcasting live from beautiful Saba Home and Patio Show at the Tucson Convention Center. Beautiful sunrise over the Tucson Valley this morning. We're here. We'll be here all weekend. We're doing demonstrations on stage on plumbing, fix a leak, as well as decorating a room and giving it a little pizzazz with some architectural grade trim, how to put up crown molding, chair rail, baseboard. We're having fun down here this morning. You're joining us in the garden hour, as always, 8 to 9 o'clock. Romy?
We have a new member here in Tucson, Magic Garden Nursery, and they also are a professional landscape installer. We invited Tony Sarah, the man with two first names down.
Yeah, that's a long story in itself.
We won't go there today.
Well, if y'all want to ask questions about anything having to do with your landscape gardening or irrigation, now would be the time to get online. 1-888-767-4348.
And in light of the warm or lack thereof winter, watering is a big issue.
Watering is a very big issue in the garden. Biggest key is we try and educate people on how to water properly. It's not see how quickly you can get out and water. I'm going to use my own home as an example, and I know my wife is listening, so I'll get this when I get home. But it takes her about 15 minutes to water the garden, and it takes me an hour. And I try and convince her that that's why the plants don't wilt 10 minutes after I'm out there watering versus her. So the tip of the day would be to get out there right now and check your drip irrigation systems. It's been a winter. A lot of people shut them off or they turn them down for the winter time. We really didn't have the rains this year, and it looks like it's going to be a long dry spell before the summer rains hopefully show up. So get out there, check your irrigations, make certain that no critters got out there and chewed up on any of the lines, that none of them have gotten plugged up from all our hard water, that none of the ends of the drip emitters have blown off. So go out, give everything a good check run. Some of your bigger plants, your trees and stuff, remember they've grown larger now, so you might even need to add a few more drip emitters farther out to the drip line on the trees and run them for a little bit longer period, but you may not have to water them quite as often.
Now, when we're going and we're doing all this and we're going to each different tree or shrub or whatever we've got in our lawn, and if they are all on drip, you know, those drip valves, they come with gallon per hour, you know, 6 gallons per hour, 8 gallons per hour, 1 gallon per hour. How do I pick out, or let's say I've moved into a new home, how do I know what's there?
Well, for picking it out, a lot of it's going to depend on your soil type that you have. For the most part in this region, most people, we've just got hard, heavy-packed soil, either with caliche or heavy clay soil. So I recommend to people not to go over 2 gallon an hour flow rate. Use it as an example. Winter rains, nice, slow, and steady. They soak into the ground. Summer rains are like that 6 gallon an hour drip emitter. They just dump an inch in half an hour, and it all runs off. It doesn't soak in. So you want that long, slow, steady rain. Run your drip system for several hours at a shot, but maybe only every 3 or 4 days instead of trying to run for a half an hour every day or twice a day. That just leaves you surface watering. That's why you always see these mesquite trees blowing over, because all the roots then stay at the surface instead of going good and deep. Now, if you're new into your house, you can take, say, a quart jug or a pint, whatever you've got, put the end of the emitter inside that container, run it for 15 minutes, see how much it filled up, multiply that times 4, and that'll tell you what kind of flow rate you've got per hour, and you can adjust things from there.
And those are pretty hard to get clogged up. I mean, you don't have to worry about at the end of it when you filled it up, you know, it's really a 6, but it's clogged up, so it's down to a 3. Those drip lines stay pretty clear somehow.
They generally hold up pretty well. The biggest issue is the critters always coming in and chewing off the end of them, and then it looks like you've got Old Faithful out in the garden there, and it's shooting 20 feet up into the air. So that's what we usually run into that way. If they get clogged up, they generally just stop working, period, altogether. It doesn't slow down the flow rate, and that happens, you know, after 5 or 6 years. Sometimes they get calcified, and okay, then you go out and buy a new package and replace the ones that have gotten calcified over. That's about it.
And once we've got our irrigation set and we're in good shape, what are some of the planting things with this early of a summer or spring? You know, I usually say there's summer and not summer in Arizona. We don't have much of a winter if you're below the rim. What what's good for planting right now? Because we're too late for some of the leafy lettuces.
It, normally, at least in Tucson, you know, Phoenix is about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of Tucson, or Tucson behind, however you want to call it. Normally, Tucson, you can still get in the last round of planting leaf lettuce right now. Some people will still try and push in one more crop of spinach or kale, but those are getting a little bit later on. This year, since we've been going, had fall since basically September, and now we're going to go right into summer, like you said, in about 2 weeks probably, all your leafy greens are over and done with. If you've had them going since last September, things like chard, kale, spinach, those may continue to produce into May before they try and go to flower. But planting new young babies, new little transplanted seedlings, just not going to work this time of the year with the way the heat's coming on. They won't have a chance to establish themselves well before the heat. Instead, go out there, start and look at getting ready to set out okra, squash, your peppers, melons, corn, tomatoes. You can still get in a good round of tomatoes if you buy the transplant seeds. It's getting a bit late. But everything else you can still do from seed or transplants at this point in time.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to ask Mr. Tony Serra of the Magic Garden Nursery a question. The nursery has been here a long time.
Yes, since 96.
96. And you've been in the planting and nursery industry since?
81.
81. So you've got you graduated from U of A as well with
yes, a horticulture degree in 92.
Outstanding. Now, when we're talking planting, what kind of soil prep do we need? Are you a fan of in-ground or container?
You know, at my house, I have both. And you do have to sometimes treat them a little bit differently because the container plantings tend to dry out quicker. Especially on the hot, dry, windy days, they just tend to desiccate the plants. The wind sucks the moisture out of them quicker than they can take it up out of the ground, especially in pots. These last few windy days, we had some last week where even in the nursery is an example where some plants we only needed to water them every other day. We watered them three times that day when the wind was out just because it was drying them out too fast. So that's the only real drawback to growing things in container. For some people, it is actually easier to grow things in pots versus in the ground. The key is the soil. Go ahead, spend the money, get a really good premium soil. Believe it or not, the plants can tell the difference. Back to our heavy clay soils here, you want to add a good amount of compost. Just mix it in heavy. And the more you do, the better the garden's going to do. You add 100 square feet of area, put 3 to 5 bags of, say, a 2-cubic-foot size bag of compost in there instead of most people putting one. Don't go less than one, because more often than not, too little is worse than putting nothing at all. Till it in really heavy, maybe break up the ground first, then spread the compost on top and till it in instead of trying to just layer the compost on top and tilling it all in at once. You get a better spread that way. Having more compost in the soil, too, the plants, their roots are going to grow deeper. You're going to retain more moisture to go back to what we're talking about with watering, so you won't have to water as often. The plants will be hardier in the long run.
Now, a lot of times you can burn something up if you over-fertilize. Can you over-compost?
Compost, no, as long as it hasn't had any manure added to it. The manure is usually what we call hot. It's got a lot of salt in it. And so you want it well composted. And if you do go out and buy the bagged composted manure, a lot of times that can still be somewhat fresh. You're better off waiting 2 or 3 weeks before you go and try and put it in the garden. A lot of people have chickens at their house now. Chicken manure is good with one exception. Chicken manure is very hot. So if you want to use your own chicken manure in the garden, let it sit for a year before you use it.
Otherwise, a year.
A year.
A year.
A year.
That's really hot.
That's really hot.
May I ask, where do you let it sit for a year?
Hopefully in your neighbor's back corner.
The closest you can get to your neighbor's fence.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, our garden at home is an in-ground garden, and I don't know, we've probably been planting that thing and enhancing the soil for 15, 16, 17 years. And I think just now it is just getting to the point where it really looks like a nice garden soil. You can get in there. It's 12, 16 inches deep. You can almost dig your hand in there all the way to the bottom of that. And it's taken that many years of just working it. That's my argument for raised planters.
Well, and you've got a good point. And again, it's getting the good soil. I will give you an example. My soil fertility professor at the university, he laid it out. Arizona's just so hot and dry. The microorganisms here are so hot and heavy. That's why you don't see black dirt here in the desert. It breaks down so fast. It's just constantly breaking down the heat, the microorganisms. That's why it takes you so long to get it built up. In fact, he went as so far as to say if you wanted to do plants in pots, especially seasonal plants that you were changing out every year, his advice was to completely change your soil every 6 months. Ooh. Because it just gets baked out in those pots with the temperatures reaching up to 150 degrees in there with the summer sun baking the side of those containers. Now, if you do a raised planter, obviously you're not going to be changing it out. You've got something much larger. You're just going to be reamending with some fresh compost every season.
And that stuff that's been burnt up, can you put that in a compost pile to be added and reused and put back in, or is it just done?
No, what it is, there really isn't any nutrient value left to it, so you can re-add it to your compost pile. I recommend to most people just go out and spread it as a mulch out in their larger landscape shrubs in the yard to help retain moisture around those plants.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the garden with Magic Garden Nursery in Tucson, Arizona. We're broadcasting live in the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Patio Show. Rosie's been, he had a couple sessions yesterday on stage. We've got another one. What time? One? Is that the first
one? One and three, I think, today.
One and three today?
No. Fix a leak. Let's tour the plumbing fixtures around your house and see what we can do about giving you the guts and the courage to try and repair it yourself, as well as giving a room a little pop. Let me show you how to put up crown molding, baseboard, chair rail. Just give that boring room a little extra pizzazz.
Parking is free. The show opens at 10. And does it go to 7 again today?
I think so.
We'll know here in a minute.
I'll know in a minute.